Therefore, let us also intercede for those who are involved in some transgression, that forbearance and humility may be given to them. So this is the schismatics. We're going to pray for them. Let's pray for these rebels and these upstarts, so that they may submit, not to us, but to the will of God. For in this way, the merciful remembrance of them in the presence of God and the saints will be fruitful and perfect for them. That's a difficult sentence. The apparatus has a different possible rendering. It says possibly, they will prove fruitful and perfect when God and the saints remember them with mercy. The point is clear anyway, despite the inverted syntax of the sentence. The point is pretty clear. We're supposed to, as we pray for them and we intercede for them, we're praying that they should bear forth the fruit of righteousness, which is repentance, that they should repent. So he goes on, he says, let us accept correction. You know the word for correction in Hebrew? It's musar.
Really?
Yep. So, you know, you study musar, you're studying correction, or discipline is another way to translate it. Yeah. So that's, the musar teachings of Judaism are that's the most beautiful stuff. That's the stuff that really hits you, you know. And that's what Clement's referring to here, I suppose. Let us accept musar. Let's accept correction, which no one ought to resent, dear friends. Well, everybody does. I mean, have you ever, when do you ever, ever, ever correct someone and they're like, well, thank you. You know, that just really made my day.
Either yourself.
I mean, that just never happens. I mean, I know that we should, but I never feel that. Like, you know, somebody comes up to me and give me, you know, what for or you know, what I've done, you know, or point something out. I don't ever feel like, you know, I'm just so grateful. Let's just pray right here. You know, just give up a prayer of praise for that word of correction. No, it's absolutely, you know, something in the human spirit rises up. It's this defense of dignity. But biblically, We're supposed to accept the reproof. So he says, let us accept correction, which no one ought to resent, dear friends. The reproof which we give one to another is good, and it's exceedingly useful. You know, it's a mitzvah in the Torah. It says, rebuking, you shall rebuke your brother and not share in his sin. So it's actually a mitzvah in the Torah. Oh, it's a mitzvah that is, if you're going to skip a mitzvah, that's probably the one. I think it was Rabbi Akiva said that he didn't think there was any... I can't remember. It might have been... I think it was Rabbi Akiva. He said, I don't think there's anyone in our generation that's actually worthy to carry out this mitzvah. And if nobody was worthy in Rabbi Akiva's generation, you know. Anyway, you know, that's the apostolic era. Anyway, so we should accept reproof when it comes to us, when it comes to us from Hashem, when it comes to us from our brothers and sisters. You know, and it's the principle of don't shoot the messenger, too. You know, a lot of times, the person who's bringing reproof has no business. You know, they have no business saying such and such whatsoever. You know, they're just being snippy or something. And our reaction tends to be to get angry. But instead, we should ask Hashem, say, is this from you? What are you trying to tell me? Okay, I know that so-and-so is a jerk, you know, and that they're just being a jerk. But what are you trying to communicate to me? And then that kind of relieves that sense of like having to defend yourself and even being angry with the person. All right, so he says, so the reproof we give one another is good, it's exceedingly useful, and it unites us with the will of God, for thus says the Holy Word. The Lord has indeed disciplined me, but he has not handed me over to death. Psalm 118. For whom the Lord loves, he disciplines and he punishes every son that he accepts. It's Proverbs 3. For the righteous will discipline me in mercy and shall reprove me. But let not the oil of sinners anoint my head. that's Psalm 141. Doesn't sound familiar because that's the LXX, the Septuagint version of Psalm 141. And that's how it reads. In the Masoretic text, it reads, "For the righteous will discipline me in mercy and shall reprove me. It will be like oil on my head." The rebuke of the righteous is like oil on my head. But the Septuagint takes it a different direction. It says, "Let not the oil of sinners anoint my head." In other words, the Septuagint says, I would rather have the rebuke of the righteous than the flattery of sinners. You know, the flattery of insincere people. And again it says, now we have a long passage, a long, long passage from the book of Job. I'll read it to you because you're crocheting. All right. Again it says, "Blessed is the man whom the Lord has reproved. Do not reject the correction of the Almighty. He causes pain, but he makes well again. He is wounded, but his hands have healed. Six times he will rescue you from distress, and in the seventh, evil will not touch you. In famine he will rescue you from death, and in war he will release you from the power of the sword. From the scourge of the tongue he will hide you, and you will not be afraid when evils approach. You will laugh at the unrighteous and wicked, and of the wild beasts you will not be afraid, for wild beasts will be at peace with you. Then you will know that your house will be at peace, and the tent in which you dwell will not fail. And you will know that your seed will be many, your children will be like the grass of the fields. And you will come to the grave like ripe wheat harvested at the proper time, or like a heap on the threshing floor, gathered together at the right time." It's a beautiful passage. Clement seems to not have our hesitations about quoting from Job. I always hesitate about quoting from Job, lest I am quoting from one of Job's wicked friends. But it's a beautiful passage. It says, "You see, dear friends, what great protection there is for those who are disciplined by the Master, because he is a kind father. He disciplines us in order that we may obtain mercy through his holy discipline," through his holy Musar. Yeah, all right. So we got the gist of that chapter. He's saying to these guys, he's saying, look, I know this is going to be hard and you're going to be really upset. You're not going to be happy, submitting yourself to discipline and maybe being even thrown out of the community, but this is from Hashem. It's from Hashem's hand. And if you accept the discipline, you just step down and humble yourself and accept the discipline, it's going to go well with you, like this passage from Job. All right, we'll look at chapter 57.